Welcome to Chapter 3, where we're going to dive into the fascinating world of cell theory and components. In this chapter, we will cover the fundamental concept that all living organisms are composed of cells, which are the basic structural, functional, and biological units of life. So, let's get started and explore why this topic matters. It's really the foundation of understanding how life works, and it's pretty cool when you think about it. You know, all living organisms, from tiny bacteria to complex humans, are made up of cells, which are capable of independent existence and can carry out all the necessary functions for a living being. This concept is often referred to as the cell theory, and it's been around since the 19th century. The cell theory states that all living organisms are composed of similar units of organization called cells, and that's a pretty profound idea, if you think about it. Now, let's take a step back and look at how this concept came about. The discovery of the cell was made possible through the invention of the microscope, which allowed scientists like Robert Hooke and Anton van Leeuwenhoek to observe cells for the first time. Hooke was the first to discover and name cells, and van Leeuwenhoek was the first to observe living cells under a microscope. Can you imagine what that must have been like, seeing these tiny units of life for the first time? So, the cell theory was formally articulated by Matthias Schleiden and Theodor Schwann in 1839, and it's remained the foundation of modern biology ever since. The theory states that all living organisms are composed of one or more cells. The cell is the basic unit of structure and function of living organisms, and cells arise from pre-existing cells. That's a pretty straightforward idea, but it has some pretty profound implications. Let's pause for a moment and make sure we understand this concept. Do you think you could explain the cell theory to someone who's never heard of it before? Take a moment to think about it. Okay, now let's move on. The cell theory has been modified over time by scientists like Rudolf Virchow, but the basic idea remains the same: all living organisms are composed of cells, and cells are the basic units of life. As we continue to explore the structure of a cell, we'll learn more about the different components that make up a cell and how they work together to keep an organism alive. But for now, let's just summarize what we've learned so far. The cell theory is the foundation of modern biology, and it states that all living organisms are composed of cells, which are the basic units of structure and function of living organisms. And that's a pretty cool idea, if you ask me. So, what's next? Well, in the next chapter, we'll be exploring the different types of cells and how they're structured. It's going to be a fascinating journey, so stay tuned.